Okay, I usually don't do two of these in one day, but somebody who I still don't know why I still have her on my friends list, it's really an exercise in futility. This is a lady who has gone on a podcast I used to listen to and say she knew somebody who would shoot Obama for her, and she was working toward that end. Yeah, we're not talking with somebody with all their ducks in a row. Lately, her favorite little thing to bitch and whine about is children immigration. Now, for those of you who may not know, we are getting a lot of people from Mexico and south of our border because of the failed war on drugs has started up drug cartels and, in some cases, countries almost exclusively run by drug dealers and stuff like that. So you have two choices in that case, and it's not a choice we ever have had in America. Go with the flow or get murdered. You can talk about peer pressure as much as you want in America. We are not to that level, at least across the board. There are some places, granted, if you're going to like someplace, not saying it is, but like the Bronx, someplace that has a reputation for being a tougher area. You might run into that in places like that. You don't, it's not a nationwide thing. Well, this lady, I'm not going to mention her name because there are times when her and I do click on some things. This lady is one of the scaremongers who is like one of the favorite little things that got a, and I don't know why the hell that is so loud. I'm sorry. Let's try that. Okay. One of the favorite ones she posted yesterday, and I did see it. And this, honestly, I think I keep her around just so I know how stupid the other side is getting and how desperate, because she's a good barometer for that. Her favorite one, and she's been posting on this chat. She, being a good little Fox News person, is throwing out all the memes and doing all the bullshitting about the things that they just happen to be talking about at the time. So you pretty much get an idea of where her rage is coming from. And a lot of it is just the fact that she doesn't bother to dig into the things. That's why I got out of politics on both sides. Is because the moment I post one thing, there's somebody posting facts on the other. Now, sometimes their facts were bad, sometimes mine were. But just got to the point that it's like, you know what? I'll believe what I believe, you believe what you believe, and I'm just going to shut up and listen to you. And I'm not going to agree with them. Most of the time, I don't agree with them. But I would rather them go out and be idiots than me. And I will share things, yep, but I will say who they are from. Almost rarely do I straight post something anymore. And it's just like everything else in life. Hey, I put this out and crickets. In fact, I just did that with Pride 48, but that's a whole nother thing. I'll probably talk about that later. So the favorite one, getting back to her, was when you think this is coming through, and it's a picture of a kid. These are coming through, and it's like one kid and then three, like, bandanaed, heavily tattooed drug members or some bullshit. Now, hey, yeah, if people know that this isn't a good way to come through, of course you're going to get the good with the bad. That's just how it works. Okay? That's the problem you run into. I'm not saying every little kid or every kid that comes across the border is a shining little gem of pure innocence. No. I can't do it with the number of people coming through. That would be highly, highly stupid of me to say. But this is what she said. Question my Facebook friends who are parents. Would you ever send your young minor child alone across any country's border illegally? And as all the good Fox Newsy dipshits are saying, no, hell no, why would I? Because you're in America. That is an unfair question to ask an American parent. Now, ask a Sudanese parent, ask a Palestinian parent, ask people who are in areas similar to Mexico, who are war-torn for various, who are very violent, if they knew that one member of their family could have a chance at a better life, you know, if they walked them up to the border and said, "Please let my child pass," I can guarantee you they'd do it. No, most people in America wouldn't do it, but we have no reason to do it. Okay, it's not Red Dawn over here, you know, be it the Russian or the really dip fuck remake of North Korea, because we can all see that happening, can't we? American parents are never, almost never, in a state of panic where they will send a child off to another country. That being said, it happens all the time. In case you haven't noticed, we are the biggest conglomerate of nations on this planet right now. You can honestly call each state a separate nation if you look at how the other continents work. Look at Europe, look at Africa, look at the USSR. They are all similarly. Okay, let's take Europe, the EU. It's a similar idea to America, but what, it's not states, it's other countries. It would not be very far. In fact, I'm sure some people over outside of America say, yeah, they're like us, it's just that they're states instead of countries. People send their kids across borders all the time in America. On flights, there are kids flying on flights by themselves, going on Amtrak by themselves, going on Greyhound by themselves. Same thing. It's just a different reason. We send kids off across borders all the time. It's just not a country's border. And this lady and people like them will never understand what it would mean as life and death to not only your child, but to your family as a whole. And that is why they're doing it. They're not doing it because, oh, what, you know, these are not the welfare mothers that the Republicans seem to love to point out. They aren't cranking out babies, you know, by the baker's dozen. This is a woman who has a child who could have a better life in a country other than their own. They have a chance to send them into that better life, and that's what they're doing. They're being good parents. I just don't think anybody from America, especially the people talking like this, will ever have the experience to accurately protest that. They may think they do, and Fox News may say they do. But there is no way that they can honestly know what it's like to go through that and to make up a choice to separate your kid from their parents just because their parents know that if they stay here, their life isn't worth living. I dare anybody from that thread to say that they've had to make that choice.